This episode is brought to you in partnership with iCandy. I've been using our iCandy Peach Pushchair almost daily for the last 7 years and counting, and I've really put their 5-year warranty to the test, using it for both my boys on muddy walks, in aeroplane holds, in and out of my car boot, and aside from being completely filthy, my fault, not theirs, it's still going strong. I can't wait to tell you more about my experience with iCandy later in the show. This episode is brought to you in partnership with the Bump Plan, which is honestly the best pre- and postnatal exercise program that I've come across in a decade of supporting families through pregnancy and the early years of parenting. For 20% off and access to a free pregnancy or postnatal safe workout, follow the link in the show notes. You're listening to the Birth Ed podcast. I'm your host and founder of Birth Ed, Megan Rossiter. If you're looking for the evidence, the nuance, the detail that's missing from your antenatal appointments, then I've got your back. The Birth Ed podcast is here to help you sort the facts from the advertising, the instinct from the influencers, and the information you're looking for from the white noise of the internet. I hope you've got a cup of tea in hand and a notepad at the ready. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Series 4 of the Birth Ed podcast and the launch episode for the Birth Ed Method. Now, this has been a long, long, long time coming, and it's the culmination of a decade's work supporting thousands of families in their pregnancies, births, and early parenting experiences. And it really is a birth and postnatal preparation like no other. You guys already know how much I love a podcast and the opportunity it gives us to dive deep and get into the nuances and specifics of things. So I figured this would be the perfect place to introduce you to the Birth Ed Method. What's changing here? What makes it so different? And how it's going to help you to have an empowering birth and start to parenthood in the modern world. So you'll know if you've been in the Birth Ed community for a while that I've been a huge advocate of hypnobirthing for a long time. I used hypnobirthing in my own births. I have been a regular podcast guest kind of talking about hypnobirthing, dispelling the myths. I've lectured at universities on the topic. It's really been my area of expertise for a very, very long time. So why am I waving it goodbye? Well, hypnobirthing, first off, has a really stupid name. The word hypnobirthing never really sat that comfortably with me. I vividly remember my friend suggesting it to me when I was pregnant with my eldest, sort of nodding and internally rolling my eyes. It wasn't my vibe. I didn't have crystals on my bedside table. I worked in a hospital. It really didn't sound like something that was going to help me. And whilst eventually I was convinced enough to stop working in a hospital, to start teaching it, to eventually it becoming my full-time job, so like really convinced, I still found that most people had the same reaction that I did anytime I said the word. Then over the years, I found that the word hypnobirthing, the name of it, really divides people. Either they're evangelical, totally on board, credit their entire birth experience to the practice of hypnobirthing, or they think it sounds completely ridiculous and they're skeptical, they're not interested and assume it cannot help them, or they tried it and it didn't help them in the way that they had been led to expect that it would. And my work here at Birth Ed is about inclusivity, not division, breaking apart the polarization of birth and parenthood is my now life mission. It drives me insane when we get so caught up in the semantics of language, or we get defensive or aggressive about our choices, and we end up directing this anger, trauma, passion at each other rather than the kind of driving forces behind it, government, medical system, patriarchy, you know, not to get too deep, too early or anything. The second reason now that I've kind of moved away from hypnobirthing is because after 10 minutes of trying to explain to somebody what hypnobirthing was, I then found myself spending another 10 minutes trying to describe how what I taught was so much more than that. With a decade working in maternity care and supporting thousands of families all over the world, the depth of education that I was providing was so much deeper than just the kind of hypnobirthing tools themselves. So I wanted to take the opportunity to create a standalone course that represented the unique, holistic and thorough approach to birth preparation that I share at BirthEd. The other thing that I was finding, and you might be surprised to learn, is that hypnobirthing isn't a protected term or a regulated practice. So every hypnobirthing course that exists is likely to be vastly different. Some focus wholly on hypnosis and mindset techniques. Others put natural birth on a pedestal. Some are essentially obstetric-led antenatal courses with breathing techniques and a relaxation thrown in as a kind of little bonus session. So when someone says they've done hypnobirthing, it doesn't really mean anything at all. So those are many of the reasons, but the real stickler for me was the number of women coming to me in their second pregnancies saying that they did hypnobirthing before and that in some way it contributed to a traumatic birth experience. And this could have been because they were led to believe that if they did it right, then it shouldn't hurt. It might have been because they ended up having an induction or an epidural or a cesarean and they felt that their experience was now considered like less than because it wasn't an unmedicated natural water birth. And even women being told that they wouldn't be allowed to share their birth experience because it wasn't positive. Like, what's really going to help after an experience of birth trauma is an added layer of shame and censorship. I want to emphasize that this is certainly not all hypnobirthing courses. I mean, I was teaching hypnobirthing myself until a week ago, and I certainly never shared any of those messages. And I have got tons of friends and colleagues working in this space who approach hypnobirthing in a very similar way to how I did. But it was certainly happening frequently enough for me to now want to kind of distance myself from the kind of practice of hypnobirthing in general. And that is how we've ended up here with the development of the birth ed method. I remember choosing a pram for my first baby almost 8 years ago. And honestly, it required as much research as giving birth. Is it going to fit in my boot? Will it convert to a double one day? Will it last them past 18 months old? Can I attach a car seat? Will it roll in mud? Can I put it down with one hand? And eventually, I found the answer to all my questions. For me, it was the Eye Candy Peach, which, by the way, fits into the back of a Fiat 500 car, which sounds unbelievable for a pushchair that sturdy, but seriously, it does. We knew then that we hoped to have more than one baby, so choosing something that was going to stand the test of time and not end up in landfill in a year was really important. Eye Candy pushchairs come with a 5-year warranty, and believe me, we've put it through its paces. It's been up mountains in Wales, it's been on and off the escalators and the tubes of London Underground, it's been in and out of my car boot every day on the school run, it's flown all over Europe, and yet still, 7 years on, aside from being completely filthy, it's going strong. If you're looking for a pushchair or travel system that's really going to see you through the early years with this baby and maybe any future babies, nieces, nephews, best friends, children that might join your family, for me, Eye Candy has been an investment worth making. Follow the link in the show notes to find the perfect pram or travel system for you. I'm actually so excited to be sharing with you our sponsor for this episode, the Bump Plan Pregnancy. So the Bump Plan is a Pilates, strength and cardio-based prenatal fitness plan, and you move through your whole journey alongside Holly, the founder of the Bump Plan, who is actually pregnant too in all the videos, and he's exactly the kind of knowledgeable, empowering and understanding person you'd want by your side throughout pregnancy. I've worked through one of the Bump Plans myself and it feels so safe, inclusive and accessible. So whether you're looking for a gentle introduction to movement in pregnancy so you feel stronger, more energized and more comfortable in your swiftly changing body, or you've exercised for years but need support in adapting your training to suit your changing pregnant body, you're in such safe hands with Holly at the Bump Plan. Holly and the team at the Bump Plan have been kind enough to share with the Birth Ed podcast listeners a free 45-minute workout and 20% off their plans. You can sign up for this via the link in the show notes or visiting thebumpplan.com/birthed, all one word, -pregnancy. I promise I'm not just saying this. The whole plan, whether you're trying to conceive, pregnant or postpartum, is actually brilliant and I really hope you guys enjoy it. So, the Birth Ed method. If it's not hypnobirthing, what is it? The Birth Ed method is very much designed to support families giving birth within the modern maternity systems. Understanding what happens in birth and what you can do to manage it, which is kind of the focus of most antenatal classes, was probably sufficient like, I don't know, a generation ago. Intervention rates were significantly lower, midwifery staffing and provision operated very differently. You were much more likely to know your midwife. They might have even come out to you at home in early labour. They knew you. You know, you had time together. You didn't scroll social media for 3 hours a day. Like, the world was a very different place. Right now, we are giving birth in a maternity system that is stretched beyond its max. There are incredible midwives working in it, but there's not time for nuanced, balanced, personalised conversations with every woman that steps into an appointment. The amount of testing, screening, hoop jumping that we go through in pregnancy now is staggering. The rate of intervention is at an all-time high without, you know, this being reflected in a similar improvement in outcomes. Birth trauma is at an all-time high. We don't move as much. We're influenced by social media, the news, TV, movies, more so than we have ever been before. And all of these things are impacting the way that we experience pregnancy, birth, and parenting. So we need an approach to birth and postnatal preparation that reflects the world in which we are birthing and parenting right now. The birth ed method is made up of four key pillars of preparation: mind, body, choices, and communication. And you'll begin to see as you work through the birth ed method how you cannot prepare in one of these areas without also preparing in the other three. So let's start by looking at the mind. Understanding how your brain works, how that directly influences the physiological processes in your body, and what you can do to shift your mindset into a confident and empowered place. So we are still utilizing tools like hypnosis here, as well as mindfulness techniques, guided meditation, grounding and relaxation tools to really tap into the subconscious part of your mind, build your self-trust and eliminate any irrational fears or anxieties that might be sitting there. Influencing your choices so that by the time you get to giving birth, you can act from a place of instinct, intuition and informed decision making, not a place of fear or panic. And this approach plays right into your postnatal preparation too, where maybe even more so, you need to shut out the noise of social media, unsolicited parenting advice and advertising, and tune back into your baby and your sense of self so that you can parent in the way that feels right for you and your family. The next pillar of the birth ed method is the body. So this is understanding how the body works in birth and beyond. So the hormones, the muscles, the position of your baby, the sensations you feel, your healing and recovery, milk production, breastfeeding, normal infant behavior. And again, understanding what we can do to support and influence these processes. Now, you don't actually need to understand how any of this works. If you were giving birth, like, you know, in a cave, like a cavewoman. But once you understand how the body works and what it needs, it suddenly becomes very clear how not brilliantly our maternity systems are set up to support these needs. And it's when we understand that, that we can take back control and start making choices to support ourselves better. Are you starting to see how they all link together? Because this leads me nicely onto the next pillar of the birth ed method, which is your choices. Understanding your rights and choices in modern maternity care is absolutely essential. But not just understanding what those choices are, but how to actually make a choice without it feeling totally overwhelming. So in the birth ed method, this means learning about your pain relief options, your birthplace choices, possible interventions, your feeding choices, parenting choices. You know, you're going to be making choices for your kids forever now. Pregnancy is just the start. But the ability to confidently make these decisions will continue serving you when you're navigating childcare, discipline, education, screen time, social media, sleepovers. I mean, everything, right? And something that is so important to me when I'm talking about making these decisions for your baby or your family is that the birth ed method is not a dictatorship. It's a community. So we're building here an understanding of the normal evolutionary biological processes or behaviours of our bodies or our babies in the context of life in the 21st century, and then giving you the tools and the confidence to make your own decisions on top of that. So you'll know, even from listening to the Birth Ed podcast, I hope, but from our community's birth stories, if you're already accessing the course, that this information, these tools, these techniques can be utilised to support you in a home birth, a cesarean birth, an induction, to breastfeed, to bottle feed, to mixed feed. So understanding how your mind and body work and knowing what choices you want to make still isn't going to give you everything you need to give birth in 2024. I'm going to say it again. Understanding how your mind and body work and knowing what choices you want to make still isn't going to give you everything you need to give birth in 2024. Because the fact of the matter is, 99% of the families that I support here at Birth Ed are giving birth within the maternity system. And whilst you absolutely should be able to, you cannot rely on just showing up and saying, I don't want vaginal examinations. I want to be on a birth centre. I want a C-section. I don't want continuous monitoring. I want to use a birth pool. I don't want an induction. And be guaranteed the response, oh, sure, no problem. Let me sort that out for you. You need to know how to advocate for yourself. You need to know which members of staff have the important signatures to get in your maternity notes if you're asking for anything out of the ordinary. You need to know what questions to ask if you're thrown a curveball in late pregnancy or in labour. You need to know how to get your care team on your side so that you're feeling supported in your choices for birth. Now, whilst I'm super passionate and can speak quite frankly about all of these things as I speak to you from the comfort of my own bedroom, something you should know about me is that I do not cope well with confrontation. I really like to keep the peace. I think it's the middle child mediator within me. There is a strong people pleaser trait that lives in my very soul. So when someone tells me to do something, I find saying no desperately uncomfortable. But after years of practice, my boundary keeping, my advocacy skills are pretty hot, even though I still would sometimes prefer to crawl and hide than tell somebody no. And this leads me onto the final but essential pillar of the Birth Ed method, communication. You can rest assured that the approach I take here to advocacy and communication is going to make you feel safe. This is not a big battle of just say no, stamp your feet, scream, but a thorough understanding of how the maternity system functions, where the power lies, how you fit into it, and how you can take your power back, helping you to get the support that you actually need to have the birth and early parenting experience that you deserve. So from pregnancy to the fourth trimester, this is you and me, a cup of tea, several biscuits, the Birth Ed method on your telly, your laptop, or via the app, coming together and working out what you need and how you're going to make it happen. You can rewatch the videos as often as you need. There's tons of supporting content and information included. I am so proud of what I've created. I know it's going to transform so many lives. And as always, it is an honour and a privilege to walk through pregnancy with you. If you do have any questions, my inbox is always open. You can reach me on Instagram at birth_ed, or you can email me info@birthed.co.uk. It really is me that replies. Your best next step is joining the Birth Ed Method, where together we are empowering birth and transforming parenthood. Sign up at www.birth-ed.co.uk or via the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Birth Ed podcast. It's my actual life mission to get these conversations in front of as many expectant families as possible, and you can be a part of this mission. Don't worry, I'm not recruiting you into my cult. But if you leave a 5-star rating and review of the podcast, then we creep up the charts, get in more ears, change more births, change more lives. And come on, you know you want to be a part of that change.